And it's being predicted that seafood consumption could see a significant increase over the next few decades, meaning there is great economic opportunity there that this province can seize. Last week, as part of Natty's Innovation Week, a virtual panel was held discussing the trend and how Newfoundland and Labrador can take advantage of it. Cameron Moffat, sustainability manager at Young Seafood, the largest seafood company in the UK, was part of that panel. He speaks with VOCM's Richard Duggan about how this province can benefit from these trends and where exactly they're coming from.
So one of the things I alluded to on the program is a shift to consumers caring more about sustainability in the seafood that they purchase. We've seen from the UK market data produced by Kantar that a number of consumers are moving from what they would classify as eco-dismissers through to eco-considerers or eco-actives, so people that either actively purchase products on the basis of sustainability claims or at least conscious of doing so when it comes to price. With COVID, we've also seen a recent shift to people buying a lot of more frozen products, potentially because of the longevity of the product. But that also has great sustainability benefits in terms of food wastage. So there's another benefit there. We've also seen that in terms of the broader market, that it's now kind of a prerequisite to have sustainable seafood. I in the presentation, I went through where the UK stands in terms of its pre-competitive setup of the Sustainable Seafood Coalition. We've got a voluntary code of conduct that we've all signed up to that gives clear labelling guidelines that help set a benchmark for the UK marketplace, particularly in retail and the direct processors.
Why do we believe that we're going to see such an increase in seafood consumption?
Well, yeah, the report does point to that. It's interesting. I think around the world, there is a number of government guidelines on seafood consumption. And I've just been giving an example about the UK. And the UK guidelines, the National Health Service guidelines, state that people should be eating two portions of seafood a week, with one of them being oily. This kind of guideline just isn't met at the moment. In the UK, it's just over one portion a week. And that certainly needs to increase. And I think that's potentially there because of the fact of the health benefits that seafood does contain. I think there's also the point of the rising flexitarian in the consumer market. So people that maybe are switching away from red meats to seafood or plant-based products. So this move can be captured by the seafood industry and really capitalized on, particularly as you look at seafood as quite a closer to carbon neutral industry than say some of the red meats.
Now, seafood is a very important industry to Newfoundland and Labrador, and we're talking about how, you know, we could see that increase over the next number of years and decades. What do you think that Newfoundland and Labrador can do to really help seize that opportunity?
I think there's a role to play in educating people about seafood and its benefits, and that's certainly a work stream that needs to be done aimed at the younger generation who normally aren't as engaged. So the demographic for buying seafood is normally sort of older, more affluent sort of demographic. So getting kids involved in seafood, I think, is really important. I did make a joke about it on the webinar about the only format that kids seem to eat is fish fingers. But really, really getting involved. I mean, I've been part of sort of filleting demonstrations in the UK where I've joined a master fishmonger doing it, and they're really engaging. And it's really interesting to see sort of the younger generation engage on seafood, because they're so interested in the broad range of species that we have to offer. So I think there's certainly a way there of capturing that new demographic. There's also a piece of work to make sort of seafood more accessible, more of these kind of ready-to-eat options. Like I mentioned with frozen, you could have products that can literally be put in the oven and be ready to go, and at sort of that restaurant quality that people generally associate with seafood, as that's where it's mainly consumed.
If we are able to do this, what sort of benefits can we see here in this province?
I think there's certainly great economic benefits for the province in terms of export markets. I mean, the UK does buy a lot of Canadian seafood, and I think that can, hopefully we can grow that. There is sort of a expectation within the retail market for sustainable products, and that is being produced by Canadian sources. I mean, it was pointed out in the webinar that 80% of Canadian seafood is MSC certified on the wild catch side, compared to 15% globally. So it sets a really good benchmark for Canada putting itself as a leader in seafood sustainability.
That was VOCM's Richard Duggan speaking with Cameron Moffitt, sustainability manager at Young Seafood, the largest seafood company in the UK, about the prediction that seafood consumption could see a significant increase over the next few decades, meaning great economic opportunity for Newfoundland and Labrador.